Welcome to another episode of Being Black 2020. I am your co-founder and CEO of the Being Black 2020 podcast and wellness initiative, Haru Anu, also known as Joshua X. And today's podcast will be about execution. It's going to be about execution, family. First and foremost, as always, I want to thank you all for being a part of the Being Black 2020 podcast, being a part of the Being Black 2020 family as far as wellness. Like I said, it's more and more items being added to the website, more and more herbs, smoothies, candles, hair oils, things that can help you along your journey. If you have any questions, please reach out. So let's get into execution. What do I mean by execution, family? What do I mean by execution? How could this help your mental health? So let's get into it. Execution, and what I mean by that is your ability to follow through or to finish a plan. Your ability to follow through and finish a plan. Now, we all know that plans don't go always as executed, or they don't always go as planned. They don't always go how you made them up. But a lot of the times, even when things happen, you can adapt to still execute the same plan. How many times have we executed? How many times have we gave up halfway through? How many times have we gave up before we even really gave it a valiant effort? How much desire, how much kundalini fire have we put into our plans? A lot of us, we have a lot of plans, a lot of ideas that we don't execute. And we wonder why that's every time. No, I want to be a basketball player. You want to be an online fitness coach. You want to be a martial arts expert. No, you want to do this. You want to do that. And you've had a week of doing everything in the world, and still you wonder why you just can't buckle down and take anything serious. You wonder why the desire does not light and keep fire to your business. You started a business a year ago. Now, is nowhere. You start talking to somebody a week ago, now it's nowhere. You wonder why your execution is subpar in every level. It's because your desire is subpar in every level. Execution has a lot to do with desire. It's a codependent relationship. And we all know from our previous podcast that the kundalini is your desire. So that burning fire inside of you, that's the kundalini. You have to have a natural spiritual process and flow in order for your kundalini to burn. So you can't be living in contradiction to how you're supposed to live as a person individually and still have the same desire. So that's why a lot of us are not executing, because we're not in the proper function of where we're supposed to be. If you took a tree, uprooted it, and put it on an expressway, that tree would die. That tree could no longer produce any fruits that it has before. It can no longer follow through and execute its plan for its natural function. And that's a lot of us. A lot of us have been uprooted and put in situations that are inorganic to us, that we don't function well in. However, we still try to come up with plans as if we're in our natural function. Even though we know that we're at our element. Even though we know we a man in somebody else. Even though we know we're on somebody else's court. Even though we know we haven't came up with our own ideas. Even though we know somebody else is telling us what to do all the time. Even though we know that somebody else is helping us do what they want us to do all the time. And yet, we wonder why things aren't flowing. Man, why I don't get any help in my business? You know, why things aren't working out for me? Why my personal relationships aren't thriving? Why I don't have anybody to lay with at night? All these questions come from how the inefficiency to be in your own natural order. the inefficiency to be in your own natural order. Always observe how much you're getting peeled and pulled from. A lot of us put a lot of energy into other people's way of life. And you and your own life suffers because of it. Somebody else walking around here empowered by the energy that you give them on a daily basis. But yet when it's time to execute something for your order, you're without. You don't have any energy left. You're tapped out. Oh, when it comes to my brother's business, I could push that 1,000 yards. 1,000 yards. When it comes to mine, I can't push it a half of one. Execution. Desire. That desire isn't there because he's burnt out. That's where the term burnt out comes from, family. When that desire has been tapped, has been unnaturally tapped, you're burnt out. Because when your fire is burning off natural resources, it's everlasting. When your spirit is flowing in the natural order of things, it's everlasting. Being Black 2020 is a family that doesn't die, we multiply. Because we're living in our natural order. So you can try to disperse what happens naturally, but it's no way the elements are going to leave the air. You can burn me, it's still going to turn into smoke. You can freeze me, it's just going to turn into a super solid. I'm natural, baby. Nothing's going to change this. And that's how we adapt into our own spirit. And that's how we adapt into spirituality. By allowing ourselves to be us. Allowing you to be you. And then loving you enough to allow you to flow. It's very important. Allow yourself to flow. Quit amen and making somebody else's word in your life reign supreme. Quit letting somebody else's order in your life reign supreme. And run off your own natural order of flow. I'm not saying, family, you can't help people. I'm not saying you can't be a part of other people's businesses or plans or stuff like that. But one must hold the priority in his head that you are sent here and you are here to flow naturally. Your spirit is not here to be imprisoned. It's here to release energy and flow. So allow yourself that room and respect yourself enough to build your own desires. Build your own desires. It's not enough to make plans about what you want to do. Have enough respect for yourself to save yourself enough fire to push through with your own goals and your own plans. Everybody's so focused on money. Everybody's so focused on, you know, an intimate partner that nobody focuses on what they really want to do with themselves. Nobody focuses on making their goals a reality, making their dreams come true. Everybody focuses on what can come to them and what they can shine about, what they can, you know what I'm saying, deem as glorious, and what they can, you know, how they can look to other people. Nobody cares about what they feel from within. Everybody cares about what people look at them from without. We're from a generation where you could be dying inside, but as long as you look good, it's okay. It's okay. As long as you look good. Oh, that nigga got a flesh eating disease, but he got on Gucci. Oh, yeah, I've asked. Yeah, he run a business and, you know, he sell paintings. I asked him for a painting a month ago. But, yeah, he got on Fendi. It's the execution because the priorities as well. A lot of times it comes from us being tapped out of energy, but a lot of times it comes from us misprioritizing what's really going on. We prioritize kicking it. We prioritize hanging out. We prioritize being unproductive. We prioritize these things and then wonder why we are at the back burner of every business deal. We are at the back burner of every political situation. We are at the back burner of every social situation. And it reminds me of the movie Friday, the Ice Cube and DJ Pooh written. And it's so funny because I talk about this in my life on numerous occasions when I talk to people about seriousness. And it's one thing that stands out in that movie. And that's when Craig told Smokey. I heard Big Worm smoked a dude over $5. He said, you go around playing all day, walking around playing. He said, I heard Big Worm smoke somebody over $5. Name somebody in the hood that play like that. He said, you go around playing all day. Now look what you done got us into. Now, I want to take that situation and bring it to a realization for all of us. When it comes to the George Floyd situations, when it comes to the situation in China where black people being snatched out of hotels and, you know, scrutinized because of COVID and monkeypox, stuff like that. When it comes to no embassy for the black nations, when it comes to, you know, the misuse of religions and social practices to bunker and divide black people, when it comes to these things, all of these things pervert the spiritual nature and the progress of black people. Because now, instead of things happen organically and on a true spiritual nature, now is a rendition of a social standard. So now we have renditions of social standards instead of people happening and doing things organically based off the true nature inside themselves. So that's too much of that going on, fam. Too much of mama is part of the reason why society is the way it is right now. People that lived before us conditioned society to the way it is now. I'm not talking about your mama in particularly, but she was a part of it. I'm not talking about your grandma in particularly, but they was a part of it. I'm not talking about your granddaddy in particularly, but they was a part of it. I'm not talking about you in particularly, but you're a part of it. I'm not talking about me in particularly, but I'm a part of it. We all a part of it now. We all talking about issues that we're a part of. So now it's about execution. Everybody got a plan. Everybody got a plan. Listen, there's a thousand, it's a billion podcasts. It's a billion niggas talking about what's wrong with the world. It's a billion people talking about how they can fix and help stuff. Now it's time for execution. Now it's time to see how well those plans align and are followed through. And like I said, family, you need that desire. You need that untapped desire, that natural flow of desire, so that you don't run out of gas and stop week one, or stop week two, or stop year one, or stop year two. You'll have that everlasting being black 2020 Kundalini fire. So, as always, family, if you have any questions, concerns, or comments, go to www.thebeingblack2020.com, beingblack2020 on Twitter, beingblack2020 on Instagram, beingblack2020 on Snapchat, and beingblack2020 on TikTok. We will respond within the hour or as soon as possible. Please do your best due diligence to get these products to help unleash your third eye, your crown chakra. Get those energies flowing. The hair oil, the candle. We've got a new seasonal candle coming up. A pre-sale is dropping $9.19 on the sweet potato pie candles. Oh yeah, we dropping the sweet potato pie candles. It's gonna be a luscious smell. It's gonna burn through your whole house. It's gonna have you smell like the holiday season all over again. Not the holiday season for so-called holy days, but the holiday season in which your family comes together and are bonded with strength and power. And we got the right aromas for it. So please tap in at www.thebeingblack2020.com. And like always, family, peace, Love, and Hotep.